Hello there. You're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Claire Ackers. In this space, you will hear me talk about anything and everything you need to be an authentic entrepreneur so that you can not only grow a wildly successful business that gives you the wealth and freedom you dream of, but so that you can also stay true to yourself and your values, and also have massive impact with your work. I'm a mum of three, serial entrepreneur, business coach, and cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to set up in business. So, welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I am so glad you're here, and let's dive in to the episode. Today, I am delighted to welcome Sally Oddie, who is the Clarity Coach and the founder of the Leading Online Expert, which is an academy and also one-to-one programs. Have I got that right, Sally?
Yeah, I do one-to-one coaching and group coaching, yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for joining me. So let's go back a little bit and tell me your story. Tell me your background and how you got to be where you are today, if you would.
Well, I kind of fell into marketing by accident. I was a legal PA for many, many years, and I absolutely loved being a PA. And I got a job at a big international law firm that kind of quickly became a marketing job. But I was lucky that I was able, when I was in that role, I was able to actually study my marketing degree. So I went to college on an evening. I think it took me like 5 years of night school, basically, to get my marketing degree. But working at that firm, I've traveled all over the world, hosted amazing events and stuff. So, I mean, I kind of fell in love with marketing pretty much off the bat, because I've always been really interested in human behavior. Like, I did a psychology degree at university. And as soon as I discovered that, like, sales and marketing is pretty much all about guiding human behavior, I was like, right, this is for me. This is natural. And I just kind of fell into it really, really easily. And then in about 2012, I had enough of the corporate world, had felt very, I worked for a huge international firm, felt very, very burnt out, decided to set up on my own, started my own marketing consultancy. And yeah, I feel quite proud of myself, actually, that I've been able to keep myself going in business. The first time we chatted about this, keep myself going in business for all these years. And like I say,
eight years,
woohoo! And then last year I pivoted, like I say, to be completely online, and I pivoted away from consulting, business and marketing consulting, into coaching. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I absolutely love it. So kind of in a very small nutshell, that's kind of how I've got to where I am, I suppose.
So the other evening at dinner, I mentioned the word niggle in front of my daughter, and she loved it. She thought it was a really, really fun word. But I think it sums up perfectly what drives us entrepreneurs or self-employed crazy people. Tell me, what was your niggle? What drove you to think, actually, I can run my own show?
You know, it's funny, actually. I never knew that I had any entrepreneurial tendencies at all. Like, I never thought to myself I was going to have my own business. That was just not something that was even in my psyche, to be honest. And I got to a stage in my corporate career where I was facing like a bit of a fork in the road. Either I stepped up and took a really senior role that would have me down in London several times a week and would just literally suck the lifeblood out of me, or I had to take a step almost back in my career, you know, and settle for something less. And it's funny, actually, because it was a partner at the firm I was at. We were having a conversation. He was considering his future as well. And he said to me, why don't you just become a marketing consultant? And I was like, oh my God. Like, I had never thought of it before. But it was like he struck a match inside of me. And literally within a few months, I'd quit my job and decided to do it. So I think I was just... I'd had enough of the corporate world. I knew there was something more out there for me. I think I've always kind of known I was destined for more, but I didn't quite know what it was. So I suppose the niggle was, you know, I think now I realize it was the pull of my purpose. It was my whisper getting louder and louder and louder within me. And it was just leading me down the right path. And I'm quite a sort of instinctive person. So I listened and I followed it. And I think a lot of people don't do that, which is a real shame, actually.
Totally agree with everything you just said there. I absolutely agree with that whisper, that little bit of your soul, if we can call you that, saying you're made for more than this. You've got a greater impact.
Yeah.
You can have on the world. How long was it, do you think, from when you had that first little niggle, that whisper, from when you actually took action?
Well, it was in about February, March time that I started to really think about. I had that conversation, it's sort of the beginning of the year, I started to really think about it. And then, funnily enough, I actually went to a conference and I got chatting with this chap who was sat next to me. And he was like, oh, what do you do? And I said, oh, well, you know, I'm in marketing for a big law firm, but I'm thinking about starting my own business. And he said to me, well, what are you waiting for? And I was like, and he was like, just start. So I was like, you know what, you're right. So I pulled together my sort of business plan, got myself super organized, but I had to give 6 months notice at my job.
Right.
Because I was in quite a senior role. So I literally handed in my notice, like what would it be in that sort of March, April, and then left that September. So I had quite a long period of time, unfortunately, where I just had to kind of, but in that time I got myself on LinkedIn. I sort of figured out exactly what my services would be like. I used that time really wisely. So yeah, within that sort of period of time, within that 6 months, I'd saved up loads of money as well to help give myself a bit of a buffer. So as soon as I started trading, I like hit the ground running. There was no stopping me, basically.
That sounds like a very, very sensible, strategic way of doing it. And what a gift to have 6 months thinking time.
Yeah, it was actually. In hindsight, at the time, it felt so painful, you know, because I was like ready. As soon as, it was so weird, it was just like he lit this match in me. As soon as he said it, I was like, oh my God, of course that's what I'm destined to do, have my own business. Like I've never known it before. Mm. And I'm very, very, very impulsive actually. So when I've decided to do something, like I'm there, I'm already 5 steps down the road. So at the time it felt quite painful, but it was actually good for me to sort of put on the brakes and really spend that time really thinking and formulating my plan. So yeah, it was actually real luxury now that I think back on it.
And this is obviously, this is your home office we can see here.
It is, yes.
Is it a very carefully, deliberately sculpted backdrop we have there?
It is, yes. yeah, it's actually a friend of mine who does branding, and one day I was chatting to her and she was like, Sal, your background's awful. And I was like, oh my God, because I obviously I'm online all the time. So I'm always on Zoom and stuff. So I've got it sorted out that afternoon. And I sent her a picture later on that day and I went, right, I've sorted it. And she was like, oh my God, you are literally the woman of action. So I think it's quite important actually to think about your backdrop when you are an online entrepreneur and you are doing things like this, doing video and stuff. You know, people recognize it now and it is almost like part of my little mini branding, I suppose, really. So. Yeah. Yes, this is my gorgeous little home office.
So what kind of clients do you love to work with?
Well, I am really in tune with women who are very kind of purpose-driven, soulful, heart-centered. I feel like I just connect with those types of women who are kind of on that level really, really deeply. And I feel like as a coach, that's part of where the magic happens. When you are able to connect with your client who you don't really know very well really, really quickly, really, really deeply, like I just feel like with those sort of soulful, purpose-driven women, I'm able to, this sounds like a bit strange, but it's almost like I'm able to see into their soul and see their gifts and their passions and their potential and help bring it out of them. And obviously because my remit is business and marketing, I help them turn it into a successful business. But yeah, really having that connection with those women and inspiring and empowering them to realize their full potential and like live their dreams and create these really, really successful businesses, that's really what inspires me. And those are the people I love to work with.
Have you got an example of that? So maybe obviously keeping it confidential, but any clients that you work with who you just thought nailed it?
you know what? It's funny, every single one of them, and I know that sounds really, really crazy, but I feel like when you're on purpose and your business is in alignment and you've taken the time to get the clarity on all of these really important sort of foundations and fundamentals of business, you naturally only attract the right kind of client.
Mm.
You know, so, and also, to be honest, I probably wouldn't work with somebody who I didn't feel it with, because I know that I most powerfully serve those people I have a connection with. And I think I am really, really lucky. Like, I do connect with people super fast, you know, and it's quite rare that I meet someone I'm like, ooh, no, I can't work with you. But if that did happen, I wouldn't proceed, because they wouldn't get the best result. We wouldn't have the best dynamic. I wouldn't be able to deliver my best work for them, if you like. So honestly, I know it sounds really trite, but all of my clients are just absolutely bloody awesome. You know, they're so inspirational, so driven, so motivated, so ambitious, you know, and just, yeah, just really, really sort of purpose driven, you know, so.
Most of our listeners are entrepreneurs who are looking to scale their business, but do it in a values-led, heart-centered way, which is pretty much what you've just described, really. How does your business fit with that mission, would you say?
I mean, 100%. Like, everything is about alignment. I feel like if it feels wrong, it's probably wrong. You know, some of the best business advice I actually got last year was to slow down. And I feel like far too often we kind of get caught up in this race trap where we're racing ahead, and we miss so much when we're doing that. So yeah, I kind of feel like it's about staying true to yourself, being in alignment, staying on purpose, staying true to your vision and your values. Like, if you're out of alignment, nothing will quite work, you know, and it'll always feel slightly skewed. And pay attention to those feelings. That's the thing. I think so many of us, because we're racing ahead so fast, we've stopped feeling our way through business. And, you know, I feel like our feelings are guiding us, you know. So yeah, being in alignment is 100%. What I'm all about. And like, when I work with my clients, that's where the first stuff that we always work on is their purpose, their mission, their vision, their values. Because until you've got that stuff nailed down, like, nothing else matters. Nothing else is ever going to work. You know, it has to come from that place of being in complete alignment with who you truly, truly are as a person.
Going slightly off piece, but I'm intrigued. You talked about instinct. Is there a particular place in your body where you feel that instinct? And conversely, is there a place that you feel when you're out of alignment? So, for example, if I gut instinct for me is very much a stomach thing, and if I'm out of alignment, I feel it there too.
My heart.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so heart-centered, honestly. It's crazy, really. Like, I think when I know, I move forward with complete blind and utter faith, because my heart tells me it's the right thing. When I know I'm out of alignment, it's when I hesitate or start to question or start to feel a bit anxious, actually. Mm. You know, I start to lie in bed and I'm going over it and I'm worrying about it. So like I said at the beginning, if it feels wrong, it's wrong. Like, trust your feelings, trust your instinct, wherever that comes from, your heart, your mind, your belly, wherever it is. Like, you know, we need to learn to listen to our own whisper, you know, and it'll never guide you wrong. That's the thing as well. I mean, it's your best business advisor, your best life advisor that you've possibly got. So yeah, I think that instinctively we know when we're going down the wrong path. Just a lot of time we choose to ignore our inner voice, our inner wisdom, if you like, and, you know, 10 to 1, we end up going in the wrong direction when that happens.
Mm. Talk to me about clarity. That's your drum, isn't it, if I could call it that.
Yeah, I love the way you say drum. You said that earlier as well, actually, and I've never actually heard that before. But yeah, I do beat the clarity drum, like, every single day. For me, clarity is, it's the heart of everything. It really, really is the heart of everything. I mean, without clarity, we struggle to be consistent. We struggle to focus. We lack confidence. We're less resilient. Without clarity, we're less happy, we're less joyful, you know. So the reason I'm like the clarity coach is because, like I say, clarity is just the heart of everything. And it's, and especially with business, you've got to have clarity on the key things like the who, why, where, how, what, how much, when, all of those basic questions. You've got to have clarity on those things, because otherwise you're going to end up probably wasting a lot of time and not moving your business forward in the way that you would like to. So like everything I do, I mean, yes, it's all business and marketing, and there's mindset involved as well. But fundamentally, I'm here to help my clients and my community gain clarity in those areas so that they can move forward with a strategic direction and focus, feeling confident and happy that they're going in the right direction. You know, so clarity is the heart of everything for me. I've changed quite a lot about my business in the last year, but clarity has been the theme that has run through it, definitely.
So for our listeners and viewers, what are your top tips?
My top tips just in general?
For, well, with, I didn't want to put you in a box by saying online marketing, but if you want to centre on that, that's absolutely fine, or running your own business, or life lessons, if you would.
Gosh, life lessons is a whole other thing, I think. Online marketing or like business in general. I mean, obviously I could drill down into this for days and days and days. But what I would probably say is, like I say, clarity. Obviously I'm going to say clarity. You know, it's like I say, the why, the who, the when, the where, the what, the how much, etc. Without that, really, you are on such shaky ground. Like, that is such an important thing to get a grip on. So clarity is super important. Authority, especially in the online world. Build your authority as fast as you can. You really want to be seen as a leading expert in your field, because the online world is super noisy, very competitive. And if you're not identifying as an expert, people won't see you as an expert, and you're just going to struggle to win work, is the truth of the matter. And then community as well. You just cannot succeed as an online business owner without building a really strong community around you, and really valuing and nurturing your community. So yeah, sort of clarity, authority, and community would be the three sort of business things. And in terms of life lessons, it's funny, I would say, like, trust your gut. Listen to your whisper. And trust it, you know, don't block it out. Follow your heart, follow your gut.
That's really valuable, thank you. What about mistakes? Is there a mistake you see people doing that you just want to pick them up and shake them by the scruff of the neck and say, don't do that?
Yeah, I hate to go, but clearly it is my drum. but yeah, not having clarity. Like, I see so many people who have been in business a long time, actually, and you say to them, like, who do you serve the most powerfully, or why are you doing, and they don't really know their mission. They haven't really got a firm grip on what I keep calling those basic fundamentals. So that's a huge mistake. I think not having any kind of plan is a huge mistake. Not knowing your numbers in your business, massive mistake, very costly mistake. And not practicing discipline. You know, nobody pops out the womb full of discipline and consistency and all this kind of stuff. You know, it's a practice. And as a business owner, you need to practice discipline, because that's what's going to get you through and move you forward. So I also think another mistake that people make is in terms of content. I know we spoke about content earlier, but I see so many business owners doing this, and it's one of the things where I do want to kind of shake people a little bit, is when they share just heaps and heaps and heaps of high value how-to content. It's like we're nurturing communities of freebie seekers. And we're essentially, when we're putting content out there, we're kind of training people how to interact with us and what to expect from us. And it's like giving away an account expecting someone to buy the form. Like, no one is going to, like, your people aren't going to be ready and primed and excited to buy from you if all you're doing on your content is giving away loads and loads of how to. People can Google how-to information. There's tons of information out there. In terms of content, what people need to see from you is where you can take them. They need to see what's possible for them. You know, they need to know that you can relate to them and that you can move them to where they need to be. That's what your content should be doing. And then also what I would say as well is, like, getting on that content hamster wheel is such a dangerous place to be. So whatever is reasonable for you in terms of producing content, you don't have to post every day. Oh my God, you really, really don't. Whatever you can do that's reasonable for you, pick that, stick to it, and just be consistent with that.
Mm.
So yeah, those are probably the main things I think that I see all the time.
What's been your biggest mistake?
What's been my biggest mistake? I think I would say distraction. And I'm just talking about the last sort of 18 months since I pivoted to online. I allowed myself, because it was a bigger shift than I had realized it was going to be, going from being in real life marketing consultant to being an online business coach. And I kind of opened the doors to this massive, huge, noisy online world. And I was like, oh, they're doing it like this, and they're doing it like this, and they're doing it like this. And then you're getting all of these like free webinars and downloads and do this and try this and all these different strategies. And I think for a while there, and I think because I'm a learner, like I love learning, I love teaching as well, but I'm a real sponge. I'm like actually never happier than when I'm like learning something new. I've got so many books on my desk right now, it's crazy. So I think I just got into this kind of like distracted learning zone where I took on board too much, and therefore I couldn't settle on my course. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I kind of kept wavering a bit, really. And one of my biggest pieces of advice from that very, very difficult lesson that I learned last year is it's super important. And it's like I said about the slow down thing, to bed down or in your course, you know, to like get your methodology on point and know exactly what you're doing and what value you're offering. And do that and do it well. You know, don't keep trying to tack on lots of different things. You know, find your groove and stick to it. So yeah, I got too distracted last year, really. I could have probably been a lot more further forward if I hadn't.
It's very easily done. I know exactly what you mean. You search for one thing, the next thing you're being bombarded on Instagram and Facebook and whatever with adverts for. And I think you lose your voice, or in danger of losing your voice a little bit as well.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think the positive from that, because I'm like one of life's eternal optimists and positive people. The positive from that is actually I learned so much about the online world in such a short space of time that actually I'm able to pass that on to my clients and my community. So while it probably wasn't good for my business then, I think it's actually going to do my business a lot of good now, because it's one of the nice things actually about being a business and marketing coach. Like everything I'm learning for my business, I can then teach someone else to do for their business.
Yeah.
So even though it was like a huge mistake, I can definitely see the silver lining of it now, to be honest.
Make the mistake so we don't have to.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Exactly.
One of the key themes that's come out from doing this podcast has been the mindset and resilience of business owners. Talk to me about that. How is that important to you, and what have you learned?
Oh, it's everything. It's everything. Mindset, you know, confidence, mental resilience, clarity. These are like the foundations of entrepreneurship. And without them, like, I just really feel, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of entrepreneurs out there who don't have that, who succeed anyway, but certainly for the kind of people in my universe, you know, those are things that we really, really need. So I think for me, I am a naturally very positive and optimistic person. I'm quite creative, very energetic. I've got a very overactive brain. So I think that's really helped me in my business, keep me going and keep me resilient. But also, I think fundamentally, I've always had an unwavering belief in myself. And I know that might sound a bit like, oh, wow, I'm so amazing. But I just do. I just have faith in me. And I have faith in my path, I suppose, in my destiny. And while that belief and that faith has been shaken, you know, being a solopreneur, being a business owner, man, it's rock hard at times. It's rock hard at times. I have sat at this desk and cried more times than I care to even admit.
Mm.
but this belief in myself, it can kind of waver and bend, but it's never broken, you know. And when times are tough, you know, I've got my mission and I know why I'm doing this so strongly, that's what gives me that resilience. That's what pushes me forward. But I think, yeah, I've definitely had some challenges over the last couple of years, like money mindset, that's been huge for me. Imposter syndrome, again, that's been something I've really struggled with over the last sort of couple of years. So I've had to do a lot of mindset work, a lot of internal work. But yeah, like I feel like I'm in a really good positive place now. I'm feeling really confident, really settled and really happy in what I'm doing. But mental resilience, mental and emotional resilience, oh my God, like we need that as business owners, because it's not always easy, that's for sure.
And a bit of blind faith as well.
That's the thing. So that's what I was saying, that kind of unwavering faith I've always had in myself. I do think I'm perfectly cut out to be an entrepreneur, because I do think I have a lot of the natural tendencies that make a successful entrepreneur. You know, having that blind faith in myself, you know, being very, very positive and optimistic, very enthusiastic, energetic kind of person. You know, these are all things that when times are tough, and times do get super, super tough as a solopreneur, you know, I have that mental and emotional resilience to pick myself back up again and keep going. But that's tough, you know, that's tough. And unfortunately, I think that's what breaks a lot of business owners. You know, I think there's some statistic that something like, I don't know, 80% of businesses don't make it past the first year or something like that, you know, because it's a lot tougher than you think it's going to be. And I think especially if you are in the online business space, you know, it's incredibly large, noisy, competitive, distracting, overwhelming. So really taking care of you, you know, centering yourself, that's why, like, things like journaling, anything that you can do to stay in alignment, stay on purpose, stay on mission. Like, those are all things that are going to help drive you forward as a business owner, for sure.
What advice would you have for aspiring entrepreneurs?
Do it. Just start. Like I said, that guy who I met at that conference was like, why aren't you just doing it? And I was like, oh yeah, actually, that's a good thing. I think Nike just got a real good slogan there with their just do it slogan. So yeah, I think just start, but have a plan. So spend some time creating that business plan for yourself. Get that clarity piece in place for yourself. Know why you're doing it. Have your monetization strategy. I had an online business that failed a couple of years ago because I didn't get my monetization strategies right for that business. Know your objectives, your market, your client, all of that kind of stuff. Know your business structure and know how you're going to fund it, you know, because yes, in an ideal world, you're going to hit the ground running and win clients straight away, but you probably need 6 to 8 months money in the bank to tide you over until you get that sort of consistent income stream. So persistent forward motion. You know, I think that's a very, very important thing. You know, you've got to have your plan and you've just got to have a relentless forward motion to meet your objectives. That's the way any of us kind of succeed and move forward. But I think once you've kind of got your ducks in a row, you know why you're doing it, you've got all your plans in place, just take that leap of faith and go for it. If you're being called to do something that of that magnitude, it's almost like you have no choice. It is your destiny, it's your responsibility to follow it. You know what I mean? I feel really strongly about that. You know, you've got to follow that calling if it comes to you.
Have you, or did you have any role models who were either entrepreneurs or people who followed their purpose?
Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
Oprah, honestly, like when I was a teenager, I'm a child of the 80s. I was born in 74 and I grew up in South Africa, actually. So I didn't grow up, even though I'm British, I didn't grow up in the UK, I grew up in South Africa. Okay. And the Oprah show was on TV every afternoon at 5 o'clock. So basically all through my teenage years, I would watch Oprah Winfrey. And I've always had a bit of a hankering to be a talk show host, actually. And she kind of, because I've always been a bit of a cheerleader and I've always really loved to inspire and motivate people and you know, be really enthusiastic and peppy and happy and all this stuff. It's a bit sometimes. But yeah, seeing Oprah Winfrey and seeing how she was on this path of learning. Mm. And while she was on this path of learning, she was also on a path of empowering and uplifting people. And I think that just resonated with me so deeply from quite a young age. So she was definitely always someone that I kind of held up in my esteem. Obviously, that was before like social media, before the internet and all that kind of stuff. So it was almost harder to find role models and mentors back then. But yeah, Oprah Winfrey was definitely up there as somebody that I really aspired to be. And to this day, I still think to myself sometimes, what would Oprah do?
I love her Super Soul Sunday.
Oh yeah, it's great, isn't it? Yeah, she's awesome. She is awesome. She's done so much good in the world, you know. If I can do even a small percentage of what she's done, I'll die happy, that's for sure.
What advice would you give yourself from 10 years ago?
What advice would I give myself 10 years ago? What I would probably say to spend time with my mum, because she passed away 5 years ago. And so if I'd have 10 years ago, I would have definitely said spend a bit more time with my mum. But to be honest, 10 years ago, I was at that phase where I was leaving that previous job that I'd had. I think I would just say to myself, because I was at quite rock bottom at that stage, actually. I think I'd say to myself, believe in yourself. You're a damn good marketer and amazing things are coming down the line for you. So just hold fast. Trust your gut and keep going. And I think that's just good advice no matter what you're doing in life, you know. Hold fast, trust your gut and keep going. Just hang on in there, you know. It's this bad patch isn't going to last forever.
I think that's marvelous advice.
Thank you so much for listening. It's been great to have you here and I hope you've enjoyed the episode. If you like what you hear and you'd like to connect, head on over to claireackers.com. And I'm most active on LinkedIn. Just search for Claire Ackers. That's Claire with an I and an E. See you next time.